Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics, we're going to talk about the premise that America is in perhaps the scariest situation it has been in that I have ever seen in my lifetime, and that's going back 78 years. Jimmy, what are we going to do about it, bud?
Well, you know, it's very difficult to make, as we've discussed in the previous segment, when your leadership and the decision-making process is somewhat fouled and actually inept, it's going to be very difficult to come out of this problem. I'll just remind people, I see four specific goals from the Russian actions from Putin. The first one is to take the land corridor to connect the Crimea for the Black Sea Fleet for their one deep water year-round port. And that's an important strategic goal for them. The second is to intimidate and violently suppress any ideas of Western ideology and bringing into kind of a Western mode of more open markets, more open freedoms, which really infects the oligarchies in the entire region. So that's a big important, and doing it through violence. The third issue that I think is really critical is the NATO potential move toward NATO. Putin wants to stop that, primarily because if NATO to become NATO membership, they would lose that access potentially in a crisis to the Black Sea Fleet in the Crimea. And then the fourth issue, I think, is a very significant one that I learned from my experience in the Republic of Georgia, that they want to send a message to all of their, you know, regional former Soviet states or satellites that, hey, look, we can use overwhelming force. And oh, by the way, the West is not going to come help. You better not buy into their ideology. You better not move closer. I think that's a real important thing. And I'd actually like to ask Frida, you know, what happens with fear and some of these national ideas and ideologies, and how much does that suppress people from their ability to make rational decisions that would better their future in spite of, you know, the kind of negativity of a socialist authoritarian system?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And fear is based on not knowing what will happen and not being prepared for what will happen. As leaders, we need to look to those people to prevent us from having these kind of fears. We need leaders that are charismatic, leaders who are aggressive, leaders who are confident, and people are looking to that for their support. We don't have that. So when we have fears, who do we go to? What do we do? Then things become chaotic, like they are becoming right now in Ukraine. People are fearing their lives, and rightfully so. They're fleeing the country in masses. And we do have this fear, and our leaders need to step in and prevent anything from escalating and knowing what it is they need to do. We need to have someone just as strong as Putin. We don't have that. We need somebody in office that will say, hey, listen, you're going to have to pay for this royally. You're going to be in a worse place than you were in before. We don't have that. So the fear should be on their side, not on our side. The problem is that it's the other way around.
No, the problem is it's the other way around. But Jimmy, just to interrupt you for a second, we don't have an alternative. The only alternative that we have is the next major election, because there is nobody in power in the government right now. I mean, Frida has very eloquently and very accurately portrayed the personality of the President of the United States. We definitely don't need somebody with that type of personality in the executive office. So what we have to do, basically, the reality of the situation, and Jimmy, I want you to respond to this one. The reality of the situation is we're kind of stuck with our hands. America is kind of stuck right now with its hands tied behind its back until the next major election, which is a few years down the road, 2024. What are we going to do, Jim?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen, you're going to see some changes within, I think, the administration, the current administration, the Biden, I call it the Biden regime. You're going to have to see changes there probably after the midterm elections, because I think the confidence level is so low right now with the economic issues, the border issues, the continuation of COVID lockdowns, and of course, these global crises. Afghanistan was just a disaster. And now we're seeing an even more dangerous disaster unfold. So there will have to be changes in the administrative positions that are giving advice to this president. The problem is, and this is what I fear more than anything else, the kind of the woke progressive ideologue, I'm not sure what their objectives are, but it doesn't look like they're in the best interest of the United States, and they are making the decisions. They are giving the advice and giving the options, and it appears that Biden is unable to protect them. So it could be, and this is what I fear more than anything else, this could be a very destabilizing moment, very similar to the 1913-1914 era, when we walked into a ridiculous war for no reason that caused massive devastation around the globe. And we may see these types of actions actually exacerbate the situation to spread across borders in former East Bloc countries, and of course the Baltics, that the Russians are very much adamant to rein them in as well. So Putin in particular. If we see that type of action and there's no pushback from it, it will be a very devastating both economic and moral slap in the face to all of Western ideology. And I'm afraid of that with the Chinese, potential Chinese expansion in other areas as well.
Right, right. Jimmy, let me just say one thing. I want to get Frieda's opinion on this. Frieda is not necessarily a political expert, but Frieda is very definitely an expert in people's thinking, people's personalities, et cetera, et cetera. She has been dealing with her clients for years right now. And even if you don't agree with her, she is theoretically, and near as Jimmy and I can tell, she's accurate pretty much in most of what she says. Certainly she was accurate about what she said during Joe Biden. Frieda is very, very valuable to this show because it shows me what the majority of America is thinking. Not necessarily you guys, CFS, Irish Tony, Eddie, Ebelon, everybody else, but certainly what a lot of mainstream America is thinking right now, that maybe this situation isn't all that bad. Frieda, any quick comments on that?
Yes, we're beginning to see more and more the deficit that is being dealt with Biden. And if he doesn't step up and make up his mind, and yes, he does have people around him that are guiding him and telling him, but the bottom line, the last word is his. And we cannot afford to wait for that bottom line. We need to treat this as an emergency in such a way that aggression and a penalty and a price to be paid by Putin needs to be more than what we're doing right now. And we're waiting to see what that price will be. And hopefully there could still be some negotiation in order.
Yeah.
If it's done right.
Well, the thing that strikes me as being interesting right now is that I really think America is caught between a rock and a hard spot. And logic tells me what's happening right now, certainly in the Ukraine, what's going to happen over the next couple of years, I think the Democrats are shooting themselves in the foot. Jimmy, you think I'm right?
I definitely think they've made some huge mistakes. But again, it comes down to who counts the votes, who does the votes. But I think what we need to be looking at right now, and I think Frieda's right, he's got to make those decisions, but I just don't think he's capable of doing it anymore. It's becoming apparent that he's actually diminishing, and the more pressure will be make it worse. So I'm very afraid of that. So you're going to have to see people in Congress step up as a role, you know, separate but equal branch, to step up and say, this is an alternative. Our government has to stand firm. And I am not seeing that from Republicans or Democrats.
Right.
I'm not seeing anybody coming out and giving some strong statements. It's very confusing. A lot of people are afraid because of what happened in Afghanistan. And I don't blame them. You know, the potential here is very dangerous.
Right.
But what has to stop is either Putin runs out of logistics support and the Ukrainians put up enough of a fight for him to stop, or the NATO and the European allies are going to have to step up and say, you cannot cross this line. You are killing innocent people, and absolutely, we've got to stop it. And there are ways to do it without violence.
Well, and we have to do it. You guys, we're out of time. Dr. Frieda, we're going to get you on the show every week. Jimmy, obviously, you're the co-host. Thanks a lot. We'll be back with you all next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.